"It's incredibly smooth," Stainer said, taking another sip and rolling it gently over his tongue before swallowing. "They triple distill it," Caleb told him, "and most of the distilleries char the insides of the casks, too. The West Isle distillery's just outside Trainside, and they add just a little peat to the drying kiln. That's where that little touch of smoky taste comes from. Merlin says that, aside from the peat, it reminds him a lot of something they used to call bushmills back on old Terra."
Somehow, when he told us that, it did more than almost anything else, for me at least, to drive home the connection between us, right here today on Safehold, and where we all truly came from in the beginning, Charlian said quietly. "We're not only still distilling whiskey, but someone who was there, on old Terra, recognizes it when we do."
"Recognizes the taste, anyway." Caleb's smile was as crooked as it was sad. "Apparently, a Pika can't really appreciate alcohol anymore. And for me, that drives home what Merlin's given up just to be here." "Amen," Stainer said quietly, and the single word was as much prayer as simple agreement. The Archbishop sat for a handful of seconds, looking down into his glass, then deliberately sipped again and sat back in his chair. "Speaking of Merlin," he said, one eyebrow arched. "He'll be here for supper," Caleb assured him. "He's taking care of an errand with Alba Justin and Earl Whitecrag." "Ah?" Stainer's other eyebrow rose. "Sir Albert Justin was the Chisomian equivalent of Benjamin Race, and Howerstat Tomkin, the Earl of Whitecrag, was Chisholm's Lord Justice. Justin and Whitecrag worked closely together, because the espionage function was distributed rather differently under the Chisomian tradition. Justin was responsible for spying on other people, while one of Whitecrag's responsibilities was to keep other people from spying on Chisholm. "May I ask the nature of the errand?" the Archbishop inquired.
"Actually, he's mostly preparing the ground for Narman's conference with them tomorrow," Charlian replied, and made a small face. "I'm afraid that, even now, Howerstat finds it difficult to contemplate welcoming Narman with open arms. Something about how many years he spent trying to fend off Emeraldian spies."
"Now why could that possibly be?" Stainer wondered dryly. "I don't have the least idea," Caleb said even more dryly, then snorted a chuckle. "You should have seen the two of them when we stopped off here in Chiraeth on our way to Chisholm last year, Michael." He shook his head. "No one could possibly have been politer, but somehow, every time Narman started getting a little close to discussing any of the things Whitecrag spent so long keeping his nose out of, the Lord Justice suddenly discovered something else he absolutely, positively had to do right then."
"I've scolded him about that since I got home," Charlian looked a little embarrassed. "He's promised he'll behave better this time. But to be perfectly honest, I'd rather have him being overly suspicious rather than too complacent."
"Oh, no argument there," Caleb nodded vigorously. "And Narman obviously understood. Besides, Whitecrag was perfectly willing to share any intelligence he had with me, so Narman got it all second-hand anyway. Still, we really do need for our Imperial Counselor for Intelligence to have direct access to all of the intelligence coming our way, which is what Merlin and Alba, who's a bit more flexible about these things, are emphasizing to Whitecrag right this minute." The Emperor shrugged. "By now, everyone here in Chisholm regards Merlin as my own personal messenger, and Charlie's for that matter. They're all prepared to accept that he's speaking directly for us, but he can be a bit franker than either of us can without things turning officially sticky. And for that matter, people can be franker in responding to him while everybody pretends it's not going to get back to us."
"I see," Stainer shook his head and chuckled. "Somehow it's a bit hard to think of Merlin playing go-between."
"Really?"
Caleb cocked his head at the Archbishop with a peculiar expression, half smile and half grimace.
"Trust me,"
Go-between is a pretty good description of a couple of things he's got in mind.
What sort of things? Steiner asked more than a bit warily, but Caleb only shook his head.
Oh, no, Michael. We're not going to trot that particular little discussion out until Merlin's here to take part in it himself. For that matter, he's been being a bit mysterious, even with Charlie and me, so we're looking forward to hearing what he's really up to at the same time you do.